With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the Star Companion. My name is Zach.
And I'm David.
What do we do here, David?
We are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
Wow, that's a mouthful, but it sounds like you know exactly what you're saying. And that's true. We are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast. You can catch us on all major podcasting platforms. You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com.
Email.
And if you like us so much, you can send us a buck or two at patreon.com. We'll send you one of these sweet stickers. And also, if you like and subscribe on whatever goddamn format you listen to us on, we'll send you one of these sweet stickers as well. This time we're doing Star Trek. Well, actually, before we get there, we review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate, unless, of course, Star Trek Picard is out and new.
Yes, sir.
And right now we're in Star Trek Enterprise, Season 3, Ep 9, North Star, Stardate Unknown.
Shit's continuing to get heavy here in the Expanse, folks.
I'll go ahead and say that literally, dude, every episode after this one, it goes fucking balls to the wall. At a certain point here, they get canceled, you know, and say that they're only doing the end of the fourth season. So, like, it goes, like, fucking pedal to the metal, and they in the fourth season, they do some fun episodes and shit, too.
Nice. I can't wait.
Yeah. But it's going heavy. It's getting heavy in the Expanse, right?
It is, yeah. I've been iced.
Yes, you have.
I've been Smirnoff iced. Should I do it on air, you think? Should I drink it on air? I feel like I should.
God, I don't know. What do you want to do? Yeah, if that's how you, if you feel like you should, why not?
I feel like I should have drank it already, maybe, while you were talking about stuff, but maybe we'll just devote this next 10, 15 seconds to me drinking this ice.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll try and play-by-play it.
Okay, cool.
David Knack, the man, he tries to open the Smirnoff Ice. Turns out it's not a...
It says it's not a twist top.
Don't worry. He's going to hand it to his pal. He'll open it for him. Nope. Okay, he grabs his shirt. He's ripping this shirt. Ripping the cap off, and here he goes. He's got it in his hand, puts it to his mouth. He's slurping and a gurgling. He's taking that Smirnoff Ice to the dome because he got iced by the master, Zachary Kirsten. But my God, look at him go. He's over halfway. Keep slurping that sweet and sour lemon lime shitty vodka mixture, whatever that is, and there it is, gurgling down the last little bit. It's David Knack. He comes in first in the Smirnoff Ice contest of Star Trek Enterprise's Season 3 of 9 North Star.
Woo!
Good for you, dude.
Those things suck.
It's like I was doing a bobsled.
Yeah. Or a car auction.
With
lots of gurgling.
Those are terrible.
Oh, God, they're awful. Yeah, this is like the second time you got me.
I got you last week.
Yeah.
So this is pretty good, I felt like.
I did not expect today's, that's for sure.
No. Oh. Good stuff.
Good stuff. I got Daddy's got his fuel now, and I'm ready to talk about this week on Wild Wild West. So today we find ourselves, like I said, in the Wild 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 West. Uh-oh. The wild, wild world of sports. And it looks like it's going to be one of those holodeck episodes. You know what I mean? Where they don period clothing.
It's a holodeck episode pre-holodeck.
Yeah, it basically is. But we find out the episode starts, there's this guy, he gets hung. We don't quite know why, but he's on the back of a horse.
That's a lynching.
That's a lynching. He's on the back of a horse, and they tie his neck to it, and they say, "Say your prayers there, compadre."
Skag.
Skag, you goddamn skag. I don't know why they're British.
Fracking skags.
You fracking skag.
And then they shoot their guns in the air and ride off. Yee-hoo! Space cowboy.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, whoa.
Did you know that skags actually believe in hell?
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know skag was a real word.
Sure is.
You do a lot of research for these things?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, David.
Do you know what type of offenses are hangable for skags?
Oh, my God, no. I'm kind of into this, though. But you know what? Hey, David. I bet you've got some stories about skags.
About skags. So skags, I guess we find out, are kind of like a subclass of people.
They're definitely aliens.
They got some sort of syphilis.
You know what's funny is it's like, it's not syphilis. That was just a weird choice they used to put on their face and make them aliens.
Yeah.
It's like, huh, this looks like a disease, but it's not.
We're different because we have like 5 or 6 boils on our neck.
You get it. Wait, so are you going to tell me?
What?
What are the offenses that they can be hung for?
I forget. Mostly anything, though.
It's a mystery.
Mostly anything.
It's a mystery. Mostly anything. Didn't know skags believed in hell. So, who's paying for this here box? Bethany?
Bethany.
He killed a man.
He killed a man.
Literally, dude, when he said that, I was like, Bethany?
Bethany.
He good for me.
Pretty soon, Archer shows up.
It's not pretty soon. It's a pan down from the top by a tree, and Dad's looking...
rustic.
Rustic? He's, what a ham of a man this Manly. Guy is.
Yeah, he's wearing a duster.
Yep.
Jeans, a bandana, hat. He's the Marlboro man.
He is the Marlboro man.
We also find Trip and T'Pol down on the planet. And Trip and T'Pol are trying to buy a horse from somebody. They say, hey, mind if we buy your horse there, fella? He says, what happened to your horse? How'd you get to this town?
How'd you get to this here town?
Well, the horse done died out in the desert after a little water.
Exhaustion.
We need a horse is what we need. And he says, you're lucky them skags didn't get your horses.
That's right. And then Trip goes, hey, I'll trade you this here harmonica for one of them horses. Because that works.
One of these lip instruments.
So, God, before we get there, T'Pol's walking around and she's like, their DNA is a perfect match for humans. Mm-hmm. And then,
such a stupid
episode. And then some Western person goes, hey, weirdo, what's with those dang eyebrows? Because you know what? They didn't doctor her fucking eyebrows. Nope. What is that? Did she get a wax done to look like a Vulcan? What's a Vulcan, sir?
What's a Vulcan? She got them elves' ears.
You don't look like you're from here, and this is an authentic Western town right down to the spittoons, okay?
Ding. Yeah.
Where are you headed?
Why are they in the Wild West?
Presumably, they've had hundreds of years to evolve, and they managed to just stay stagnant in Western.
Is this a commentary on how, if left unchecked, humanity will devolve back into its natural
its state base state
of
Western
cowboys and engines? I just don't get it. I really don't get what the deal was in this episode.
Okay, I'll jump to the end here. And you know how Braga is always saying that he hates these episodes?
Mm-hmm.
So Brandon Braga was definitely a fan of this episode, remarking, David A. Goodman really did a great job with it. It had a poignant little metaphor for the Native American Indians, in this case being the aliens. It did feel like an original series episode, and I thought it really came across well.
I love how he calls them Native Americans and then goes Indians. Right into Indians.
What?
There's a Louis C.K. bit about Indians. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? You know this bit?
No.
He's like, Indians is a funny word, you know, because they're not Indians. He's like, you know, the Europeans came over on their boats looking for India, and they arrived on the shore, and they're like, hey, are you guys Indians? And the Native Americans were like, no, we're not Indians. He's like, nah, you're Indians forever for the next millennium.
No problem. So David A. Goodman had planned for this episode to be set during medieval times.
Yeah.
And then that Brandon Braga was the one who said, make it the Old West, but with aliens in the midst.
Cowboys versus spacemen. So what do we ever really figure out what's going on? I mean, so Trip and T'Pol get a horse because they're supposed to go do some reconnaissance on these skags. And Dad's going to hang around in the bar and do some old-timey reconnaissance is what he's going to do. Dad walks into the bar. Knocks open the creaky doors. Creaky, creaky. Stomp, stomp,
well, I feel
stomp.
Like I'm there.
Yeah, walks up to the bar and he says, I'll have a cup of your finest coffee.
Coffee. Isn't it a little hot in the day?
To be drinking...
For coffee?
Coffee. Whilst drinking coffee at the bar, a man claiming he's a deputy comes in. He starts giving the skag waiter a hard time. He says...
You filthy fucking skag.
How about you have a drink with us? There you skag. And the skag's like, oh, I never done drink no liquor, my sir. Or whatever.
What? What? You telling me a sober skag had the nerve to kill a man?
But he didn't drink him?
Hmm? Name's Archer.
Name's Archer. Dad pulls the old, I need more coffee before the gunfight trick.
You're from up north, too. That is correct. Don't want to miss my first day of school.
Far up north. Some places... I'm from parts unknown.
Parts.
I've got one more silver dollar.
Wow.
Deputy doesn't take too kindly to Dad interfering in his charade. He says, what's going on here, Archer? I don't like the skags around here. They don't got rights. Dad follows it up with the most dramatic, maybe you're right, I've ever seen. It's so fucking dramatic.
He's really going hard, man, in season three.
It's hard. It was hard for me to follow this episode. I don't really know what the point was. Like, why are they on this planet? Because there's humans there?
Presumably. They don't really go into it. They're just there.
Dad rendezvous with a teacher.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Not a sexual rendezvous, mind you.
No, but there are undertones.
Yeah, like, sexual ones.
Dad shows up and he says, name's Dad. I'm here to root out injustice and evil wherever I go.
I'm here to rust out injustice and evil. Yeah, no, so what? So Dad goes and hangs out with the teacher. T'Pol and Trip go back up. Turns out that they get like a data core from the ship that's down by the school where she's teaching the skags.
And while that's happening, the deputy shows up and arrests all of them, throws Dad into prison.
The jail. The sheriff jail.
The old timey cell, holding cell.
They got a spittoon in that there.
Ding.
Wow, I feel like I'm there. And then
Dad gets out of jail because the sheriff wants him out. He's getting his straight razor shave, and he says, can I interest you in a straight razor shave there, Archer? Dad says, no, I'm fine. I'm fixing to grow out this old facial hair anyways.
Southern Western facial hair, yes, sir.
He says, you know, where you're from, Archer, maybe the skags aren't big deal, but around here they're big deal. And well, that teacher that we captured, she's gonna spend 10 years there in that holding cell.
In that prison. We're keeping her in that single sheriff cell and feeding her and giving her Wiggy and all that for 10 whole years. It's cigarettes.
Bacon.
And then what? So Dad runs back and he runs into the deputy and he goes, I was on my way out of town, but I realized I forgot something.
It gives him a classic old Western punch right to the fucking, right to the cabin, or to the cabbage.
I like cabin.
Yeah. Not doing too good this episode.
Yeah, no, it's okay. And then the teacher goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "This is called Jailbreak, where I come from." He's really dug into the Western theme here.
And she says, "That's what they're called here, too."
Wow, where are you from? I'm from Earth, honey.
Honey, let me tell you, honey.
So, and then anyway...
they escape back to what we later find out is called Skagtown.
You know, Skagtown.
Skagtown. And the deputy wakes up from his ass whooping, and he says, "Sheriff, I don't like them skags. Them skags rub me the wrong way." And the sheriff says, "Well, what do you suppose we do?" He says, "I say we ride out there tonight.
Whopping and a whooping.
Every living thing within an inch of its life." That doesn't happen.
Wow, no?
No, it doesn't happen.
Shut up. What happens? Does he give up his deputy badge because he doesn't want to follow the rules of the sheriff?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What happens is Dad tries to escape out of town with...
At the landing
with
site.
...with the teacher.
Yeah. He tries to go to the landing site.
And the teacher
site.
Gets fucking clapped. She gets...
Clapped hard.
Shot right in the...
With a good old Western rifle.
And
yes, sir, in the chest.
Yes, sir. And we see a... we see the... One of the... Not the first use, but the first use in a while, the transporter.
Mm-hmm. And then so they beam out right in the middle of town, give mm-hmm. them a old regular old spook, you know? A little parlor trick.
A little parlor. I don't like them skag trips. Tricks.
And so anyway, Dr. Phlox is working on the teacher, right?
He is.
And she's, you know, in some medical coma, mm-hmm. sleeping there. And they've got her midriff exposed. For what reason? I don't know. I feel like that was the writers and Braga going, "Well, it's kind of like a TOS episode, so maybe we should just... cover her boobies."
She should be half nude.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I wondered that too.
Was the homage to the old, you know, TOS? I don't know.
Dad eventually decides that they need to go back down there.
Before they get there, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The sheriff and the deputy are talking, and the sheriff goes, "Who was he talking to on that little box of his?"
"Them skags."
It was the skags.
I'm telling this deputy has a big, giant boner for the skags.
Yeah, I know. It's like he's like homophobic, but
he probably
not.
Is a skag.
Oh my God, the ultimate cover. And so Dad comes a whopping in his ship.
He does, with a couple of Makos, and he says, "Sheriff, I'm here to set this straight. Y'all are humans, okay? And so are we.
We're all of the same cut, except for them filthy skags. I mean..." Let's talk about this.
"And I don't know what's happened in your history. I don't much care, to be honest. But I'm from a little place called San Francisco."
"Oh, I know Frisco."
"I was born in New York, but I ain't one of them sissy city boys."
"No, I was born in upstate, you know, New York. You know, one of them southern towns."
"I'm a space rancher."
Dad's just talking about lies, trying to talk himself up.
Yeah.
So anyway, a shootout happens.
Yeah, the Makos come down and turn this party into cowboys versus spacemen.
Wow. And then Reed takes his fucking most athletic jump over a fence.
Dad charges in at one point like a hero and gets shot in the arm.
Dude, blasted in the arm. That looked like a serious wound.
And then he... yeah.
He's just walking around, no problem.
And then he proceeds to beat the shit mm-hmm. out of the deputy, who has now gone rogue at this point.
Fucking Archer runs and guns something stupid and shoots a laser hole into his ceiling and gets blasted in the shoulder because he was having too much fun playing cowboys.
That did look like a pretty serious injury, didn't it?
Dude! He got blasted in the shoulder. That shit went fucking through and tear out every inner fucking ligament from his chest to his shoulder.
You know, that was a... that was a props thing. It's like, let's put a little mini explosive in his shirt. And it just like blew out way too much of his fucking, of his jumpsuit.
They're like, go with it.
Dad beats the shit out of the main bad guy. It's sort of an homage to the old, "I could beat you with one arm tied behind my back, boy." Mm-hmm. He sure does.
I'm pissed it didn't end in a duel.
Me too. I really wanted it to end at high noon.
I mean... if you're going to try and rob the Unforgiven, you might as well.
As the battle reaches its critical mass, its climax, one of the bad guys grabs the ball and says, "Stop right there. The dame gets it, see?
I'll shoot her in the head."
And Trip stuns her, and she falls over, and he goes, "What?" And then he shoots him and stuns him.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Reed.
Yeah, Reed. What did I say? Trip?
Trip.
Yeah, it was Reed.
You know why they call him Trip, right?
No. Oh, because he's Charles Tucker the third? Yeah, I know that.
I was trying to think of something funny.
Because he fell and once.
Here's what I said. Instead of something funny.
Mm-hmm. Huh. And it all gets resolved.
It works out. It all works out. Did you notice at the end, though? So MacReady has a change of heart. The Skaggs are people, too. You see, we got to teach him.
Put them in school.
School can be unsegregated, but everywhere else, Skaggs got to use a different toilet. You know, like...
Skaggs only water fountain.
And so anyway, but she's teaching the Skaggs, right? And the kids. And she's got a pad?
Yeah, she's got an iPad, yeah.
Of, like, modern history?
Well,
what would that do to their evolution?
Well, and I...
Is that blueprints on learn how to fly?
The way that I was looking at it, like, is she, as she's learning it, she's deciding yeah, exactly. It's in class. There were brothers in Ohio that invented the plane?
Right, brother. What's a plane? Shut up, Skag. I'm reading.
Now, as the only person here with a space iPad, I am undoubtedly the only person who can teach you about our history.
What?
Thank you.
All right. You got more?
I know. We muddled our way through that. That was a shitty episode. Good Lord.
Yeah. Well, if you made it this far, thanks.
What I will say, though, is I really liked the cinematography in this episode. I liked that it was kind of like sepia toned.
Sepia toned. Dad hands HD. It up. It's been HD, for a little bit, which is...
This one you could really tell.
Yeah. So there was some detail. On that Skag syphilis Skag.
Damn them Skags, boy.
It was the Skags. It's a fake.
It's a fake.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah. And if you want to contribute to us, go to patreon.com/starcompanion.
That's right.
We still have stickers.
Yes, we do.
Email us your name and address, and we will send you a beautiful sticker. It's round and has the word Star Companion in the middle.
That's us.
Keep following us on whatever podcasting app you're listening to. And until then, take care of yourself.
Yeah. Stay away from them Skags.
Them Skags, boy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.